Blog Talk Radio.
Every night.
worship you because of who you are.
That's what I say. I worship you because.
Can you hear me, Pastor? Hello?
Evangel Renee.
Can you hear me, Pastor?
Renee, are you hearing me?
Yes, I hear you, but I don't think you hear me.
I can hear you now.
Oh, okay.
Are you hearing me? Okay.
I am.
Okay, so did y'all hear the music a moment ago?
No.
Oh, I mean, that's what's wrong. Okay. All right. Well, you know what? The devil is a lie. We're going to take a moment. We're going to hear this song. And God had put this in my spirit. I don't know why it didn't pop up. But anyway, we'll play this for you. Praise God. We want to ask you for a scripture in a moment.
Got some bad news from the physician. My heart started pounding as I listened to what I was saying. Cause in my head I never thought it could happen to me. But I recall what I was told. 34 chapters of the book of Psalms. In spite of our afflictions, he'll deliver us from them all. Trust in light and you. I know he's gonna bring me through this trial that I'm not in. I know it's gonna get hard sometimes. And when those moments come, I'll rest in your arms and give you praise for what's about to come. No matter how long it takes, I will give up faith. So while I wait, I'll be patient and pray. Every day is a brand new day. Gotta take some time to renew my faith. Things say and I say what the Bible says in the book of James. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord will raise him up once again. Yeah, that encourages me. The praise him along the way to my breakthrough. I trust in you. He can bring me through this trial. Cause it's gonna get hard. And when those moments come, when they come, I'm gonna rest in your arms. I'll give you praise for what's about to come. Yeah. No matter how long it takes, I pray while I wait, I can see I'll be patiently praising you. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it.
Apologize for some reason or another. It keeps kicking people off, and it kicked me off as well. But hey, we back on. My ass, as far as Evangelist, I see she got kicked off again. Praise God. I'm gonna ask Evangelist. Okay, she's off. Okay, well, hallelujah. Okay, she got kicked off. Hallelujah. We're going to have a word of prayer. And I ask Evangelist Renee if she'll give us a scripture. And I do apologize, you all. I don't know why we're being kicked off one at a time, but I had just talking to Evangelist Ursula from California, and she got kicked off, and she got back on, and she got kicked off again. Hey, let's go ahead on in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, and do this, okay? Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank you for your word. And most of all, Father God, we thank you for being who you are. And if for no other reason, Father God, we praise you for who you are, what you've been to us. The word says in everything, give thanks. But this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you. We learned one thing, that things are working together for our good. So we thank you that all things are working together for our good. No matter what's going on, we thank you that it's working together for our good. The good, bad, and the ugly. We're not giving Satan any props here. We want you to know, Heavenly Father, that you're working things for us, not the devil. He may cause stuff to happen. It doesn't matter. You allow it to happen in our life so you can take it and work it for us. So we thank you for it. We thank you for working all things together for our good. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who will guide and continue to direct us and continue to order our steps. I thank you for it. Thank you for your word, and we praise you. I thank you, Father God, that you made us a living stone. We're being built up together with Christ. I thank you for it. Now, Father God, we ask you to bless this broadcast, that maybe someone from here will receive a mighty word that will come out from you, Father God. Not from me, but from you, Father God, that you'll speak to their heart, even at the scripture being read, that you'll give them the understanding that you want them to have. And I thank you for that. Also, Father, I ask you to continue to pray for Pastor Bill, as she can't be with us today, but she's doing a graduation or something. I pray for that as well. Father God, and we ask these and all blessings in Christ's name, and for his sake we pray. Amen. Now, I'm going to ask Evangelist Renee, I believe she's still with us, to give us a scripture or give us a... Matter of fact, if you can give us a sandwich, give us a sandwich. I got something awesome in store for you, man. Evangelist Renee, Okay. Let's see here.
Yeah, she's not available right now. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for letting me know. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay. All right. Okay. This week, we want to continue talking about developing the God kind of thinking. Developing the God kind of thinking. And listen, brothers and sisters, before you can really develop the God kind of thinking, you have to be an overcomer. You must be an overcomer. Revelations 12. Well, before I go there, let me go to Revelations 2. In Revelations 2 and 7, and this could be the foundation scripture for this week, I'd just be led every day. Whatever God said to say, that's what I teach on that day. I'm not worried about the whole week, not the whole month. I'm just day by day. So today's bread is this. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Amen. Not to everybody, but he that overcometh. I want y'all to think about this for a moment. He that overcometh. He that overcometh. I'm going to give him the right now. So you can't get the God kind of mindset till you overcome the things of the world. The Bible says, who overcometh the world? 1 John 5:4. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. That's the first part of it. You got to overcome the world. And the way you overcome the world is to be born of God. Not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. That's how you overcome. You overcome by doing the Colossians 3. I just love that. In Colossians 3, the Bible says in the third chapter, in the first verse, it reads like this. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand. Seek your affection the things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. That's how you overcome, brothers and sisters. You mortify, therefore, the members which are upon the earth, fornication, cleanliness, adultery, all that kind of stuff. And you begin to obey God's word. You become an overcomer. You know why? Because you've been risen with Christ. You're a part of his resurrection. You're engaging, if I must say, in his resurrection. You've been crucified. Now you've been buried. So therefore you've been risen. And so your affection is not on things of the earth, but on things above. And that has to become a reality. So to be an overcomer, listen, dear heart, you got to get born again of the word. You got to begin to seek those things above, overcoming, whose victory may the Christian ever rejoice and take courage. The Bible says in St. John 16:33, these things have I spoken unto you, that ye may have peace in the world. Ye shall have tribulation. Now, you ain't finna get away from that. Shall have tribulation. But be of good courage. For I have overcome the world. You can overcome the system. You don't have to live based on the system. When I think about overcoming the world, I think about people who've gotten caught up. And they went to prison or whatever. And they get out and they can reform. They can overcome that thing that caused them. I think about people who've been on drugs. You've been taught to be an overcomer. Those people who have, for whatever reason, have been through some things and you overcame that, be it alcohol, drugs, even molestation, a lot of stuff people had to overcome. And because you're able to be an overcomer, you're not able to be overcomer of the things of the world. Those are worldly things. So if you can overcome that stuff and you begin to seek those things above, listen to me, dear heart. You're going to have your part in the tree of life. And let's be honest, that's what this is all about anyway, because it ain't no doubt in my mind you're going to leave here. I don't know, my man told you that lately, but you got to leave up out of here for sure, for sure. Now, where you're going to spend eternity is important. Where you're going to spend eternity, get away from the now thing with the world. The world all about the moment. No, man, you got to have bread for tomorrow. You got to see where you're going to spend eternal life. And if you're going to do that, you got to be an overcomer. So the Bible said, be of good cheer. Jesus said, I've overcome. You know how he overcome? Because he died. He was buried and he resurrected. Well, that's what we do. You can be crucified now, and you can be buried, and you can overcome. Who is he that overcometh? Who is he that overcometh? Who is he that overcometh the world? I'm glad you asked. But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God, simply meaning you acting on the word of God. 1 John 5:5. So what then is the victory gained on the works of the overcoming? I'm glad you asked. The fourth verse says, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Listen, brother and sister, the last part of that is awesome. There's a victory that overcometh even our faith. Now, no reason he says over there in 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thank be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors because we have the victory. You know what gave us the victory? We overcame death. Yeah. You got to overcome death. You got to look back one day and say, a grave, where's your stain? Death, where's your victory? You've overcome that. That's how you be an overcomer. Overcome death. And the only way you can do that is through Christ. So then if you be risen with Christ, you become an overcomer. How did Christ overcome when he was tempted? Over there in Matthew 4, he went right to the word of God. He went right to the source. So when you read that, read from, let's see, read 1-11. And every time Satan said something, boom, Jesus hit him with the word. And it's also written. And that fourth verse, I read that because he says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now, some folk think we can't live like that. But that would be another lie that you've been told. You can literally live by the word of God. Literally. So how does the scripture say that saints overcometh the enemy? The Bible says in Revelation 12:11, and they, that's you talking about you now, talking about you, talking about me, he says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives until the death. See, you went on and died. You died out of self. Your life is hidden with Christ now. And that's how you overcome. Your testimony is what the Word of God says. Ain't no different. You will not say any different than what the Word of God says. If Satan says, oh, you still sin, you go, no, the Word says, just like Jesus did in Matthew 4, Jesus said that he died. He became my sin, so I can become his right. Well, where is that located? That you at? 1 Corinthians 5:21. He made him to be sin for me, that I may become the righteousness of God in him. So you don't see me, Satan. The only thing you see is what the remnants of me. They're like when a snake's shed. The snake come out of that skin because he done put on a new one. The old one is past. He leave it back there. Once you get born again, for real, you come out of that thing, man. And you leave it behind. And you move on. That's what happens. So you become an overcomer. Because you did it by the blood of Christ. You plead the blood of the Lamb, and the word of your testimony, which is the word of God. You're everything the word of God say. You're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. That's who you are. That's whose you are. You don't belong to no organization. Oh, I'm a Baptist. Oh, I'm a Presbyterian. Baloney. Foolishness. Foolishness, I tell you. Bunch of old hogwash. That's what Satan wants you to do. He wants you to get trapped with your mouth. He wants you to get trapped and say, you know, I've been a baby Baptist baby, and I'm a Baptist boy, and I was a Baptist teenager, and I went Baptist adult. I went to college being a Baptist. I graduated being a Baptist. So, hey, I'm going to be Baptist the rest of my life. That's what Satan wants you to confess right there. That kind of old stupid stuff. No, you're a child of God. You seeking those things above. You're not the tail, but you're the head. You're not following, but you're leading. You're everything the Word of God say you are. You're not bound by the world standards. You live above that. That doesn't define you. Your past, I'm going to speak right directly to somebody right now. Your past, even as much as yesterday, does not define who you are in Christ. Listen to that, brothers and sisters. It's past. It's gone. Old things are passed away. Well, if they pass away, how is you trying to remember them? They passed. You would love to be able to do what you did when you were 17. I could dunk a basketball up until I was 50. For real, for real. I know somebody, well, you sure? It doesn't matter. I used to jump straight up on a tractor flatbed, stand right by it and jump straight up on it. Well, that's past. I can't do that no more. And then I'm not doing that no more. Yeah. It's past. It's gone. Some of you want to try to hold on to the past. You can't do it. No offense to anybody out there, but if you're trying to keep a Jerry curl, this is not the year for that. That's the past. Because I had one back in the day myself. That's past. It's not where you should be at right now. I'm not telling you what kind of hair I do you have. I'm just trying to show you there was a time when everybody had Jerry curl. That's the past now. You ain't leaving no spots on nobody's couches or whatever. That's the past. That's the past. That's not what we're doing now. Just like the Word of God. Don't let the Word of God become just a book to you. Don't let it be something you run to. Let it be a lifestyle for you. Because I'm going to tell you right now, and the Lord told me to speak this, so I'm going to speak it. Because the scripture over there in Luke 22, 31, 32, Satan had desire to have, you do what Jesus told Peter. He referenced to Peter coming sure and being tried, because some of you be tried because you won't speak the truth. And I'm talking directly to you, directly to you, because you're going to tell people the truth and you're going to be tried. But Jesus said, and you got to know what he said. He said, now, I've already prayed for you. That's what he told Peter. He said, Satan desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith faileth not. Listen, brothers and sisters, I'm praying right now that word you got, don't let it fail you. Keep it up. Keep it before you. Speak that word to people right now. That's how you're going to become an overcomer. Because you're going to say what the word of God say in every situation. Well, I thank you all for tuning in. We'll get back on track here, maybe tomorrow.